The Uganda AIDS Commission has partnered with the K. Kalkwaracholi to intensify the fight against HIV/AIDS in the Cholisa sub-region. Under this partnership, Uganda AIDS Commission and K. Kalkwaracholi will sensitize communities on ending new HIV infections and reducing HIV-related death by 2030. The partnership was formalized yesterday at the K. Kalkwaracholi headquarters in Badegla Division, Gulu City. Victor Rengabu, the Uganda AIDS Commission coordinator for the Mid-North region, said they also expect cultural leaders to highlight social and cultural practices that contribute to the spread of HIV and also to explore ways of mitigating new infections. According to Uganda AIDS Commission statistics, HIV prevalence in Acholi stands at 7%, which is higher than the national average of 4.8%. Gulu City leads in the sub-region with a prevalence rate of 9.8%, followed by Pade and Oyo districts. Rengabu noted that females below the age of 25 are the most affected, followed by male age 40 or above. He further appealed to cultural leaders to encourage men to test early and enroll in antiretroviral therapy immediately if they test positive. Martin Kumu, the Deputy Prime Minister of K. Kwaracholi, said the institution is ready to work with the government to fight HIV/AIDS by raising awareness among the people of Acholi.
K. Kwaracholi, we are ready to work with government to fight any epidemic, to create awareness so that the people of Acholi know the dangers of HIV. It is our humble contribution to the community that we fight together with you. HIV in Acholi became so prevalent, and Acholi now has one of the highest prevalence rates in Uganda. Part of the problem was the war, staying in the camps, poverty, and prostitution even started in Acholi.
Meanwhile, Ben Achai, the chief of Apache clan, said there is a need to develop ordinances to cabinet discourse at funerals and other social gatherings that increase the risk of HIV transmission. And the Minister of Health has yesterday officially launched the Lenacapavir injectable HIV prevention drug. A twice yearly HIV injectable drug launch was presided over by the Health Minister and Lira Sito and Member of Parliament, Dr. General Zacheng at Lira Regional Referral Hospital, Dr. Robert Mutumba, the Assistant Commissioner STD and AIDS Control Program, said the product launch is particularly targeting individuals that are at high risk of HIV acquisition, like discord and couples, and that it should be a choice as others can use the oral methods. Speaking at the launch, Dawson Kalemba, the representative of the Global Fund, thanked the government of Uganda through the Ministry of Health for the continued leadership in the fight against HIV/AIDS. He also appreciated the Global Fund for making a contribution of $1.2 million for this innovative and costly tool such as Lenacapavir to become accessible to vulnerable and population who would otherwise not afford it. The United States Deputy Chief of Mission to Uganda, Michael Cleverly, said Lenacapavir is a groundbreaking HIV prevention tool developed with American innovation and private sector partnership that will save lives and bring the country close to ending HIV as a public health threat. He added that the United States and the Global Fund are committed to reach 3 million people in high-risk countries with Lenacapavir by 2028. The Chief Guest, Health Minister Dr. Cheng, said the rollout of the Lenacapavir will be phased, prioritizing people at risk in the high-risk burden districts. She said the ministry has completed the training of 103 health facilities across the country that will begin the phase one implementation this April, and that by December, a total of 300 health facilities shall be expected to provide Lenacapavir for PrEP. At the same event, the ministry also launched a policy framework that will guide the use of the drug.